Hello, Dr. Stefa, dedicating polysomnography report. Last name of the patient Hanna, H-A-N-N-A, first name Raymon, R-I-M-O-N. Report should go to Dr. Brandes, B-R-A-N-D-E-S. And a copy of report should go to Dr. Hanna, H-A-N-N-A. And then we go to the letter. Dear Dr. Brandes, I had a pleasure to see you. Patient, Mr. Raymond Hanna, for formulation of snoring, witnessed episodes of stop breathing during the sleep, and history of sleep off. I'm sorry, and history of sleep on, not off, sleep on paralysis. So it should be two letters, sleep, and then another letter, on paralysis. An experiment of patient sleep schedule from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. He takes additional naps up to 5 times per week. No problem with the falling asleep. He doesn't watch TV in bedroom. No discomfort in his legs. He usually sleeps on the side. Physician cannot sleep on the back. He sleeps with his spouse with loud snoring, with occasionally seeing episodes of stop breathing in the sleep. No kicking at night have been observed. He's awakening up two, three, four times from sleep with nocturia. Next paragraph. Up to one, two times per month, patient has episodes of sleep on paralysis, and he scared of these episodes. Next paragraph. In the morning, patient may feel refreshed or not refreshed, depend how he sleeps. Next paragraph. During the day, he feels sleepy while watching TV, and as already mentioned above, he is taking naps 5 days a week, but effort sleepiness scale is a normal range 3. Past medical history, next paragraph, past medical history positive for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, status post nasal surgery, for nasal septum deviation, past surgical, status post hernia repair, medications, aspirin. Patient also taking medication for the hypertension and hyperlipidemia. He did not remember the name. Social history, positive for smoking up to 55 years. A half pack a day. Alcohol consumption occasionally. Review systems, positive for nocturia and excessive daytime sleepiness, otherwise negative for my template. During physical exam, pleasant 69-year-old gentleman without distress, BP 123 over 74, HR 63, RR 16, height 5 and 7, weight 180, BMI 28. Evolution, then follow my template, evolution of oropharynx, showed extremely low position of soft palate and restriction of nasal breathing bilaterally, nasal septum possibly deviated, abdomen abyss. At the physical exam, normal. Next paragraph. Sleep study done for relation of patient breathing during the sleep and for correction of respiratory abnormalities with positive air pressure. Then we go to next paragraph. Procedures. Next paragraph. Results. Diagnostic sleep study done on 12-21-12. Recording done for 7 hours 42 minutes, but patient slept only 54 minutes. Sleep efficiency was extremely low, 11.8%. Sleep architecture showed very high percent of stage N1, 22%, absence of delta sleep and REM sleep. Heart rate in range between 58 and 71 during the sleep. Next paragraph, no conclusion could be made because patient no conclusion about patient breathing could be made because patient slept less than 1 hour. Next paragraph. Diagnostic sleep study was repeated on 12-21-12 using Ambien before the sleep study. I'm sorry, I told you 12-21-12. I'm sorry, it's wrong date. So diagnostic sleep study was repeated on 1-5-2013 with the using Ambien before the sleep study. Actually, I'm sorry, just diagnostic sleep study was repeated on 1-5-2013. Don't write anything about Ambien because he did not take it. At that night, recording done for 7 hours, 11 minutes. Patient slept 5 hours, 12 minutes. Subsequently, sleep efficiency was close to normal, 72.4%. Latency to sleep onset was acceptable, 13 minutes. Next paragraph. Sleep architecture showed increasing station 1 to 12.5%. Commerce, no delta sleep documented, but REM sleep was documented at 24.4%. Next paragraph. Respiratory channel showed 84 obstructive apneas and 23 obstructive hypopneas. The total apnea hypopnea index 20.58. Common REM sleep 37.89. With oxygen desaturation to 89%. Next paragraph, heart rate between 57 and 86. Next paragraph, no periodic limb wounds have been documented. Next paragraph, I discussed the results of the test with the patient and family on 1-11-2013. And he was explained about necessity of treatment of obstructive sleep apnea hypopnea syndrome. Next paragraph. Patient returned for CPAP titration to sleep center, but he was not able to tolerate mask and air pressure. Refused continue sleep study. I'm sorry, refused to proceed with the CPAP titration. Next paragraph, impression one. Moderate obstructive sleep apnea hypopnea syndrome. Apnea hypopnea index 20.58. Comma severe and REM sleep apnea hypopnea index 37.89. With lowest oxygen level 89%. Two, clinical history of sleep on paralysis about one times a month. No, any sleep onset REM periods have been documented during diagnostic sleep study. Three. Hypertension. Four, hyperlipidemia. Five, status post nasal surgery in the past. Six, possibly nasal septum deviation with restriction of nasal breathing. Seven, overweight. Plan. I will see patient again to discuss with him options for treatment of obstructive sleep apnea hypopnea syndrome. Also an impression, I'm sorry, on number one, please put patient did not tolerate treatment with CPAP. And BiPAP. And then continue plan two. Re-evaluation by you to check if patient is a candidate for surgical treatment of obstructive sleep apnea hypopnea syndrome. Three, losing weight program. Four, other option may include desensitization procedure with a mask. Next number, if it will not work. Evaluation for oral appliances could be, patient could be referred for evaluation for oral appliances. Next number, no driving if you want to sleep. Next number, sleep hygiene, regular time bed for at least 7.5–8 hours. Next number, I will consider medicamentous therapy for prevention of sleep on paralysis. Next paragraph, thank you very much for reference patient consultation, allowing me to participate in his management, since I learned my name.